Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amin Alhassan. Right over there, we got Mariano in the building. We got Black Trey. We got Big Jerv, also producing. Big show for you guys today. Got a whole ton of shit. We got power being power, man. Well, I tell you,
this is a chef kiss episode here, boy.
Ooh. Some quality power stuff happening. Quality, a grade A, that Perico. I don't even know what the fuck happened. This is two of the slowest episodes we've ever had in Oz history. But we got, before we get into that, we got a question.
Right. Yes.
What is this topic? Pause food. I've seen it in the rundown multiple times in the chat.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what? Can someone explain what pause food is?
Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, so basically here's what it is, right? We're all men, we're all mature, we all, you know, we all that shit, right? Cool. But there's certain foods that if you're eating in public or around people and, you know, shit like that, you just got to be careful. Just watch yourself, right? So we call them pause foods because even going into eating it, you know how it's going to look. Like, the optics of it is going to be crazy. Like, somebody look up and see you, you know what I'm saying, going face first into a hot dog or something like that, or, you know, banana or something, you're going to be, it's just look crazy. I'm not saying nobody going to accuse you of, you know, doing anything or whatever, or, you know, imitating something. I'm not saying that. Not saying that at all. But it just look crazy. You get what I'm saying? Like, so it's pause foods. Foods that you got to really stop and think about, like, how is this going to look if I'm eating this all reckless and committing a flagrant 3 foul, eating this around in certain settings? Shit like that. You know what I mean?
Trey said he eats bananas like sunflower seeds.
Like Pop, yeah. Shout out to Pop Vasquez. Shout out to Pop Vasquez, man. Pop did the he did the video that I want to say like maybe like a year or two ago now. What is time anymore? Like what the fuck is time? I don't know. What is
that? It got to a point where I was just like food becomes again like Mari mentioned. We're mature, but like we also was present during that time of like where guys were sexualizing food and making it a joke.
I mean,
so to a point of like you can't eat a banana fully stocked. It looks like an erect penis. Yeah. So you have to like break it down.
Put it like this. If you saw a woman who you were interested in eating one of these type of foods, your mind would go somewhere. This is all I'm saying. It's natural. It's all I'm saying. We're not monsters or pigs or any of that shit. I'm just saying that's just your mind is going to go somewhere. It is. It's just what it is. I mean, put it like this, right? You know, you frequent Miami. You know what I'm saying? Yep. If the parents is around and shit, you don't. Yeah, you never was there. But let's say you out there, it's hot, you know, all that shit, right?
Okay.
Ice cream truck or it's an ice cream spot, whatever. And, right. and it's popsicles there. You might see a popsicle that you look and you like, damn, that shit might be good. Now, if you out there with us and we chilling, you get a popsicle and that shit start melting, what you going to do?
You get a napkin.
Get you a napkin, right? Yeah. Now, if it ain't no napkin around, because we just chilling, we just shooting the shit, whatever, and your mind ain't thinking, let me get a fucking napkin and a handkerchief and a be prepared. If you don't have a napkin around, how are you going to stop this mess from happening all over your clothes and your hand and all that shit?
You gotta lick it up fast.
You gotta
I think social media made it worse because you can become viral off of enjoying your food too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like hot dogs. I made chili dogs the other day, right? And I'm sitting in the house and I'm alone. Mm-hmm. I mean, chili dogs alone. And I had to question, like,
the blinds. Oh, shit.
The glizzy.
Like, what if somebody's watching me devour this? You know what I mean? I'm having too much fun eating the chili dogs. So I have
too much fun.
Bruh.
So I have to be mindful of how I'm eating this. I might have to get a knife and cut it.
Yo, I was just about to say that. Yo, I made hot sausages.
Y'all didn't want to say it. See, you see?
I made them joints the other day, bro. And I had, look, I took them out
niggas
the jar.
Niggas out here scarfing
and
glizzy.
I said, nah, let me just go get a knife and fork real quick. And I just do. I'm in the house by myself, dog. No one can see me. But no, I'm not doing that. No, there's no way.
Hold on. I'm sending you guys this link in the chat here.
Be careful. Be careful with that. Hold on now.
This is one of my favorite videos. It's this I saw this might be one of the first TikToks I ever saw. It was a kid, he's eating a banana. Two brothers, right? And he's the one is eating the banana and he's like making a point of eating it, mad sus. And his brother's like, yo, stop doing it. I was like, what you talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Have y'all ever seen this
one?
I just put it in the chat right here on the thing.
There was a picture circulating a while back, right? I'm sure you probably can still find it. There was a dude who was saying, like, I guess, like, he was I don't know if he's like delivery driver or whatever it was. They work early shifts, early in the morning, right? So it's like 8 a.m., 7, 8 a.m. He put the picture up of the older gentleman eating a hot. First of all, the hot dog came from like 7-Eleven or some shit, right? Like, just some on the go shit. But his face and all the muscles that he used to like fit the hot dog in, like, that shit looked crazy. I'm gonna try to find it and send it to y'all niggas, dog. That shit looked crazy. And it's, I'm saying, moments like that that make you be like, you can't, come on. Like, come on. We know you having food right now, but come on, though. Like,
you're going too far.
Yeah, come on, man. Like, come on now, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm talking about like that, right? So if you're talking about, like you said, hot dog, sausage, what, blow pops and shit like that, like niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, dog, no lollipops, I'm gonna say this, none of that anymore.
I'm gonna say this, I'm eating hot dogs, man. I don't give a fuck.
No, like, listen, be careful.
No, I know, I'm just,
that's all. Be careful. Listen, none of what I'm saying to you or to anybody that's listening, I'm not telling you what to do. And
oh,
what
no,
not to
I know,
do. Just be careful.
I'm just saying, but
be mindful. Yeah.
I guess my thing is, there comes a point where you're like, yeah, like, I'm just gonna live my fucking life, man.
Okay. Well, listen.
Yeah, just live your life.
Yeah,
be ready for what comes with.
Because I got paused one day and I was like, bro, I'm 37 years old. Yeah.
Yo, y'all live y'all lives all y'all want, but if I see one of y'all eating a popsicle.
I'm gangster, nigga. I'm gangster, nigga. I'll backhand slap some niggas over here talking about.
Listen, nigga. And you might. Dude, that's cool.
You might,
still
bro.
Happen.
Yo.
Still happen.
I seen that nigga Trey enjoying his vanilla cone too well.
No.
Oh, I'm actually kind of cool on soft serve ice cream too. Like the joint
you moving the goalposts.
Nah, but no, because here's the thing. Like
that's me though. That's just me.
The popsicle got like it's on a stick. It's heightened. The cone is a cone. So you know you put your tongue on women. You know what I'm saying? That's whatever. You know, it's fun. It's cool.
If you go there,
do your thing.
You're right.
But I'm saying,
how are you? How are you eating ice cream?
No. We talking about me? No, I'm talking about. I'm talking about.
Nigga, Jerv gonna get a spoon and eat that shit off of the cone.
I don't really get cones, bro. I usually get a cup and put the damn. That's me.
No, I can fuck with it. Yeah,
I've never been a cone.
You might just not fuck with cones. Yeah.
I never had a cone
as a fucking 7-year-old, Jerv, on Mr. Soft.
I'm not saying that, bro. I'm saying as I hit that grown man status, I switched over to the cup. That's just me, though.
I fuck with cone. I get it. Some people just
niggas wasn't even. First of all, we weren't even pausing in the West Coast till like 07. It took a long time.
It wasn't a pause thing, bro.
We didn't even know what that was, bro, because that wasn't like a thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like with the cone and the cup shit, some people just don't fuck with cones though at all.
Cone
also,
you
have to understand if you go back and listen to most of our music. I mean, it's a lot of pause worthy stuff.
Yeah.
Man.
It's a lot of pause worthy stuff, but it's like,
but you looking
at shit like, why would he be pause worthy? Because you know, most of the dudes got like they got hoes, you know what I mean? Because it's a lot of pimping talk over there, but it's a lot of niggas that went to jail, so now you can look at it like, is he really being direct on that? But we weren't seeing pause because I was listening back to Dynasty.
Yeah.
Is he blood? Is he grunt? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? On that song, and Jay-Z says, pause. And I was like,
I know what y'all thinking, Dick.
It's in pause. In pause in volume one, man.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it didn't really ring a bell.
I'm going to tell you what it is for us. Like, when we started using it, or like, even when we use it today. Yeah, when we started using it today. Like, it's for me, it's jokes. Because I know that I'm not calling you something. Like, I'm not saying, accusing you of being, you know what I mean? I'm not doing that. It's jokes because it's like, it's unexpected usually. Because like when you said something so quick, somebody catch you and be like, hey, yo. And you like, oh, damn. It's just funny. Like, it's just some funny shit.
But again, on the West,
we ain't playing like that.
You get your ass killed. Even if you even thinking in that nature of playing around to it.
You got to know where you at. Listen, always know where you at. I do that with my friends.
You still can get killed on the East.
Yeah,
but a nigga can kind of laugh on some shit and say, hey, yo, or ha, you know what I mean? And ha ha it off.
That's it.
Yeah,
you can't play around like that over there.
Yeah,
know your personnel.
Absolutely. I'm glad you said that, Jer, because let me say this. When I'm never going to pause or, you know, joke around with somebody who I don't know like that. That's just me as a man. Like, cause I don't want nobody doing that with me. Don't think you could just say whatever you want to say to me. Even if it's pause worthy. I don't know you, nigga. Like, don't pause some shit out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not the homie. I only do this with the homies. So I'm not telling none of y'all to be out in public somewhere and test a nigga that, you know what I'm saying? It ain't the mood for that shit that day. Like, you might want to watch your mouth around certain people. That's all. That's really what it is. But just say this, man. I love y'all niggas, man. And, you know, if I catch one of y'all niggas, you know, slurping a little popsicle, dog, I'm going to say something. We're going to have to have a side conversation. That's all. We're going to have to have a side conversation. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Hey,
that's
man.
It.
Slurping on a popsicle.
I don't even offer me no popsicle.
If I'm back, look at these niggas, man. If I'm back at the crib, nigga, and Mr. Softy hit the corner, brother. And
that's cool.
Listen. I'm gonna get my motherfucking Ninja Turtles with the bubble gum eyes, nigga, and I'm gonna eat my shit how I want to eat,
bro.
You didn't say a bomb pop though. You said Ninja Turtle joint.
I get a bomb pop, nigga. I get a big stick. Pause if need be.
You just did it. He said, I have to.
Be
careful.
But I'm just saying because again, I'll be a viral clip, nigga. If I don't. I'm not trying. Nigga, I'm already bald with a nose ring. I look like Tupac, a fake ass Pac.
And we are on YouTube, so a nigga gonna see that shit. Be like, wait, your nigga said what now? Hold on. Like,
yeah. So, nigga, I don't need niggas to cut that one clip and say, you know, don't be a menace to South Central, my ass. I ain't afraid to go to jail.
Yeah, man.
Lock me up.
Throw away the key.
The nigga said, no, you know how. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never just been.
Yeah, nah, niggas ain't doing
it. And the soap be trickling down.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, those are jokes.
Yeah, man.
I was fooling y'all. Woo!
That's basically what this was, right? So, and for those that's listening, you know, when Amin said he saw the topic come up, our group chat, we talk about mad shit. Mad, we're just random shit that's just like whatever. Like, what is this? Like, whatever. So when we do have something that come up like this, it's like, raise the eyebrow. Gotta address it. That's all. You know what I'm saying? You know, and but also, you know, shit that you got something, Amin, on that?
No, no, I was looking at Jerv.
I misplaced
my lighter. I couldn't find it.
but also, you know, some shit that raised eyebrows too, right? It's like newer slang. You know what I'm saying?
Trey said they didn't learn about pause until like 06 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, I wonder, do they feel like what I feel like right now with what is this P shit, man?
It's player. That's all it
why
is.
Why did I just say me? Player?
Oh, is it just me? Or
it's cooler to shorten overnight?
It didn't happen for months.
So it didn't happen like overnight, first
last
of all.
2 weeks.
And I wanna voice this, first of all.
Okay.
Right.
The P started in Milwaukee. And I'm gonna keep it all the way a buck. You know what I'm saying?
And one of the
young niggas that actually shouts to Avo and Bebe, right? Avo used to kick it with YSL. So it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bigger the person, the bigger the shit go, the reach.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They been saying P, keep it P, AP, you know, because it's supposed to be like player. You know what I mean? Keep it player. You know what I mean? Yeah. On that. But now they made a song, Pushing P. Cool, it's a good anthem. It's catchy, and you got an emoji that even pushes it even more.
Everyone's saying this now, or most people saying this now. It's off the song.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So then,
but the senior song, Seinfeld meme with it.
I'm gonna tell you right now. This again, I know I'm an old nigga, and I'm gonna sound like an old nigga when I say this. But I really, really have a problem with nigga makes a song, cool, and they use the term cool. And now motherfuckers are using that as part of their everyday lexicon.
Immediately,
they're
too.
They're not doing it as a joke, like, ha, you know, like, I'm too sexy for my shit. You know, like, nigga,
yeah.
Like, when we say that shit, you know you're joking around because you're playing the song. Yeah. Or, yeah.
Yep.
These niggas are using it for real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, telling stories and shit. And I'm like, what? And then taking the time to go find the actual emoji piece.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all, man?
Yeah, it ain't that serious. But like even the same thing with Cap, right?
Yeah.
My nigga Tyrus in LA, A-Trey. That nigga, we use Cap differently.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing as Mickey, right? Because Mickey too. We say Mickey is like you weak. Like, damn, that shit with Mickey.
Mm-hmm. I never heard
you know
that.
What I'm saying. No, we would say shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Or like, man, that shit Cap, like you got Cap. We would say that, like, yo, you got Cap. Yeah. We said that 06,
right?
Swear to God, my dead daddy, rest in peace.
I remember Jeezy was saying something ball capping, but he said it in a different way. He was saying ball capping was like stunting.
Right. Slang, niggas, you know slang is no longer regional when the internet hit,
yeah. No, absolutely.
Once social media hit, because I wasn't saying yo. And I wasn't saying son, and I wasn't saying ayo and all this shit until Marcus Williams came back like 06 from Connecticut, from Connecticut with that.
Yeah.
And we was just talking, and I'm like, why does nigga talk like, I guess, yo, I wasn't talking like that at all.
My question is this, man. Like, do y'all really hear shit and be like, oh, I can't wait for my first opportunity to use this new slang
term? I mean, that's what the kids are doing now or whatever, because there's a difference, right? There's a difference between understanding the slang and adopting it. Like, you can, fine to understand it.
Right.
Because you need to, if we're going to be in this space and we are here moving around, we should probably know what somebody's talking about if they're referring to some shit like in front of us and we don't really know. Like,
right.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
That's P. All right. What is P? All right, cool. That don't mean I'm gonna adopt it and make it part of my shit. Like, I'm not using the shit that my oldest daughter turned 13 next month. I'm not saying the shit that she's saying to her friends, to my friends. Like, I think I'm already, and I'm gonna tell you a part of that too is, I think I'm already a cool enough nigga where I come from, my era, that I don't need to adapt to, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't need to adapt and use what you saying. My shit still work. Like me and Jerv talked about on rap names all the time. I don't call my clothes drip, bro. Like this shit right here. I would say this is fire. This is fire or whatever.
Nah,
like,
I got fits. I'm gonna say. I got fits.
Yeah, fits. Whatever. I'm not calling my shit drip. Not calling my shit drip, bro.
Me working in so, and you can relate now. Working in social, yeah. You gotta know it all.
Oh, yeah, right, absolutely. That's what you gotta.
You know what I'm saying? It's a different tonality yeah. to the point because you need to know everything. You can't. Again, this ain't for you. You now becoming the. You going guest mode.
Absolutely.
Like how I tweet. I tweet from my personal account, and then when you're tweeting from a, you know, whatever you're running, yeah, it's a guest mode.
I remember
and when you're in guest mode, you have to know every fucking thing.
Yeah, you do.
When you I even don't want to know.
When I was do you, in, but
do you, do y'all be using like do you like
I use it all damn, I use it all because I have to know the cadence of it. You can't just be loose out here just saying some shit like oh that you know just made it three that's p
do you use it when you're talking to people that
I mean, like,
when you're tweeting meme, your
like
audience,
if you're talking to a meme, right? Like, would you or tweeting a meme? Would you use
no? Well, so, like, you know what? Twitter never take me serious on Twitter because everything is tongue in cheek. It's more so playful, and I know how to manipulate trends. I know how to manipulate now the point of turning everything into a joke.
I was just about to say, if you ever hear me using one of these terms. Know that I'm fucking with you. Like, know
like
that
me
I'm
using playing. A cap emoji. I would never use that in our chat.
Right. No, the cat one. The cat bothered me though.
But it's funny. But it's not supposed to for you. Go ahead.
But I've been like cat is a like to me it start like I'm not saying it started here, but like we've been saying cat since I was a little kid. Like right. It's just what people do. Like yeah, like so like for me like I saw that go now. I'm like, why is everyone using this now? Like I kind of didn't fuck with it anymore because. You know,
did it mean the same thing when y'all used it? Because we used it yeah, capping like, as like roasting somebody, like, oh, he capping on this nigga. Yeah.
For us, it was always like if somebody telling you a story and you know that shit's bullshit. Oh,
okay.
This nigga's capping.
So it was getting used.
We just say that nigga lying.
Yeah.
He a fucking liar.
Yeah.
Why do niggas have a need to make shit cool? Like lying. Call someone a liar is so much more powerful than say that's
no. I'm gonna tell you what's more powerful than that. Is saying like, man, this lying ass nigga,
yo,
like lying. Nah, ass
lying
nigga.
Is different than capping though, yo.
Hey, but you have to understand, though. I mean, is that the passive aggressiveness in
capping mean you put a little, you sprinkling something on it, like maybe some
that's
of that.
That's all. That's all I feel about slang. Slang is the passive aggressiveness.
Yeah,
you don't want. You're like ha ha, and you put an LOL at the end.
That's cap LOL.
I'm gonna tell you this.
LOL, you are high.
You know, I'm gonna tell you this. Like,
I say some shit.
Using cap in jest is funny. Using it to like be, you know what I'm saying? Like using it like, to try to fit in.
That's
is
my
a
point.
Whole different thing. But
that's
using
my
it,
point.
Like in the chat right now, right? let's say like we posted a link to like whatever Kanye West making a song with whoever the fuck, right? And somebody put the cap emoji. I would just laugh at that because I know you're not serious. I'm not taking you serious like you're saying. Like you trying to use this word to fit in and be cool. You know what I'm saying? Like it's one of them type of things. So that's kind of what it is. But I mean, like, do y'all have y'all used any at what point, you know what I'm saying, did you stop using like new slang if you can remember? You know what I'm saying?
I never stop. I use it all. The only reason why I say I use it all, the same way I have to transition with everything. Mm-hmm. I don't fight trends. That's what keeps me young. You know what I mean?
You're not trapped in the 90s like me.
And that's fine. Yeah. No, but that's what I'm saying. People gonna respect it, you know what I mean, with that. But I run with the youthful energy. You know what I'm saying? I'm almost pushing 40. So at this point, like being aware and knowing what shit is going, it is what it is. I have to say that now. You know, I have to say that. I have to embrace it now at 37. I'm unk now. You know what I mean?
Let me tell y'all some funny shit, man. Let me tell y'all some funny shit. It's off topic and shit. I don't know. Can we go? Can we bossa nova or should I just
bossa nova?
Leave
Let's bossa nova.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Right, I got you.
So we're in the bossa nova now.
Hello, listener. Have you ever used ButcherBox? I don't know if you know this about me, but I used to be a butcher. I used to work at an unnamed grocery store. I used to be that tall man behind the counter in your neighborhood, cutting up meat and preparing seafood for you. And I know that it can be a stressful situation. I know that it can be crowded. You have to wait your turn. You have to know what you want. You feel rushed. Sometimes you might think that your butcher has a bad attitude. I don't know. Happened to a friend. Couldn't possibly be me. But that's why I love ButcherBox. ButcherBox brings you peace of mind. You can easily find high-quality beef, chicken, pork that you can trust is humanely raised. There's no antibiotics or added hormones. There's the ultimate convenience of not having to deal with butchers or the crowded meat counter after a long day at work. It's delivered right to your doorstep. There's always free shipping, and there's incredible value. You're getting really high quality products at an amazing value. You get exclusive member deals. You get recipe inspiration, guides, hacks. A little hack from my butcher experience, the petite top sirloin, which is about half the price of the New York steak, is a very similar cut with a fat cap on one side, and you get very good tenderness out of the petite sirloin. If you've ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse and you see them talking about picanha, that's the petite sirloin. With ButcherBox, I'm always prepared. I always have meat on deck for a grill and chill, a cookout, or just making dinner at home. And I'm saving a ton of money from shopping at the grocery store all the time. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's great, but what's my reward for signing up for ButcherBox? Well, I'm glad you asked, because if you sign up at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, you will get free ground beef for life. For life. Enough ground beef to fill the Nile, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/dings.
I was lit. The nigga was lit.
Okay, I figured it was one of those.
Yeah, and so this thing comes to, hey man, I just want to say, man, and we're black. You know, I had to, because I was looking through the topics, and then I saw what it reminded me of what happened yesterday,
that was,
man.
That was funny, man.
It was fun though, man. Yeah. And speaking of new slang, what did he say? What did he say about me yesterday? He said, "A mean did what?" Hold on.
The Irish.
Yeah. What does that mean?
It's the Irish goodbye.
I mean, just gave me the Irish goodbye.
That
Irish
means you goodbye. don't say bye, you just shake.
Okay, man. It was in the middle of everything. I was just like, I looked around. I said, no one's paying attention.
This now is the time.
Top down. Went to Joe's Pizza. Got me a couple of slices.
Ooh, Joe is.
Hey, what that nigga Jamie Foxx said?
Didn't we do an Irish goodbye at the joint in New York?
Easy call.
Yeah.
I'm the king of that shit, bro. I would not say
good Irish goodbye.
I didn't know it had a name. I thought it was in my head, I'm about to slide.
Me and Jerv looked at each other. Ready? Nigga, we out.
Oh yeah, no.
We ain't gonna say nothing to nobody, bro.
We was definitely in a rhythm. We had the same energy. The pass was perfect. Yeah, that was perfect.
Me and the homies definitely have done that before. Like, made eye contact from, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might be having a drink. I'm on my last drink, and I look up, and I'm like it's just one of them, one motion. Like, hey, it's over with.
Hey, I love to get the text. Where did you go? I'm already in bed.
Oh man,
you still here?
Where'd you go?
Sean ain't even, wait, did he even ask?
I don't even know.
No, he did.
Yo, so in the chat, he said, I don't know why he sent this.
He said it three times.
No, before that, without any sort of, you know, he just said, they asked him where he went.
Oh.
I don't even know who the fuck he meant to text there, because it wasn't us, because we weren't talking about it. Because
even the text right before that one is like, that's meant for somebody else.
Yeah,
like, that's none of us was talking about
that,
it. Yeah,
that also was a one off. That was also a one off conversation. that's a one off. That's not the group.
And then Mariana says that should sound like a future hook. I mean, just give me the Irish.
Yeah, because I'm like, because when he sent it and I read, because when I saw it, I had the notifications. I checked it and it was three times, and I'm like, maybe everybody else know what this shit mean but me, because I have no idea why he sent it three times. I have no idea. Like,
I'll just wait for a nigga McGregor.
Now you don't want to raise your hand and be like, hey, what? Yeah. I'm like, I was waiting for a nigga to explain.
Hey, that was an amazing response, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yo, I knew immediately when I seen the flag. I was like,
yeah.
That nigga left
you. Oh, man. I evaporated, man.
I evaporated, just
fucking smoke and vapors just left. Where'd he go?
Bro, every time I say some shit like that.
Do y'all do Irish goodbyes at like people's cribs too? Like that, like
I'm leaving anywhere, bro.
If it's a get together, yes. But if it's just like some, you know, a couple of us over to watch the game or something, I'm gonna have to
gap in. I'm not talking about like.
Oh, you're not cookout.
Your mom. I don't think any house.
Cookout. I gotta go hug your aunt or something. Like,
although I have Irish to die my parents. Feel me? Before.
For real? I was about to say, I don't think anyone has ever said goodbye at a cookout. I think everybody just Irish goodbye.
People come up.
Y'all be going around and talk.
You invite me to your shit.
People.
You invite me to your shit. I'm hugging your aunt with the, you know what I'm saying, with the good back area. I'm hugging her. That's, I got to. If only just her. I might not say nothing to nobody else. I'm going to just say to her, though. At least be nice for me.
Yo, I hate all that shit. Like, I don't want to do any of that shit.
If you say bye to everybody at a cookout, a black cookout, you're gonna have to do the move where you halfway one leg in the car, one leg out, had that conversation for 15 minutes, and then you're sitting in the car, rolling down you. And talking all that shit.
I do the big wave too, though. Where you just hold your hand up like this,
and it just gets
the whole crowd.
Having kids gets like you out a lot of shit quicker too, because all you got to do is be like, "Hey man, I got to, you know, the kids, man. Hey, and I don't got to say about everybody. All I got to do is look up. That's it."
Yeah, tripping. I'm telling you, I've seen this happen where someone says, "Man, all right, I'm out," and they dap me up, and so I go back to my conversation 40 minutes later. Like, I'll go to get another drink, and that nigga's still here because he's still saying goodbyes.
Yeah.
You can't say goodbye when it's a gathering of any sort. You just gotta go.
You can't start saying goodbye until you get to the where like the front door anyway, too. That's another tip. Like, if you in the middle of the joint, you saying goodbye, somebody's gonna see you and they're gonna talk to you, and somebody else been waiting to talk to you for 20 minutes. Say it when you at the door, like, hey, all right, then
that's funny.
The conversation is gonna be about why you have to go, too.
I grew up, brothers. I grew up, I think we all grew up like this, where you had your mother or your grandmother, whoever. You went with them somewhere to somebody's house, and then we leaving, and then at the door, they gonna have a whole ass hour conversation.
Bro, listen, my pops.
Outside, like, it's done.
Pops was the king. Listen, rest in peace, my pops, man. My pops was the king of that. We'll be at the front door. Everything is ready. My pops would be like, yeah, you know, we about to get up out of here. All right, then, you know, and then he'll turn around and somebody be like, hey, you seen, what's the name? He'd be like, you know what? Man, I saw him last week, and then you know this motherfucker, and he talking, and I'm sitting there like, this nigga, man, like, yo, and in my head, I'm like, man, fuck this nigga, like, I don't.
My grandma used to do that shit. I just go sit in the car, but like, that didn't work.
Nah,
like, going to sit in the car. So now, like, nigga, it's dark outside, and I'm sitting in the car.
Then you know what, too? You know what be the worst feeling? Trey, you know what be the worst feeling when you sit in the car?
That's a longer night.
Look, you sit in the car, right? You see them. You probably see they back at the door. You might look away for a couple minutes. You look up. You don't even see him no more. You like, fuck, man. Like,
lost
do I have to go back in there? Like, now? Like, yeah, that shit is wicked.
That sitting in the car shit was rude.
Yeah, that's, oh, man. That shit is, it's wicked.
Yo, let's get into power, man.
Oh, wow. I've been waiting on this. Oh, boy.
What an episode, man. I was just like, whoa. It's like Jordan going from the 45 to the 23. Like, they were like, okay, I'm about to remind y'all niggas.
Listen, man.
Right? Yo, man, first of all, this nigga Zeke had like, you said it.
Mara, like, tips gotta go, bro.
Hey, I cannot wait until Lou, because I know the scene that Lou going to do. And it's, get the fuck away from me, dog. Like, every time you see Zeke, you know he gonna do some goofball shit like that. Like, hey, you from the NBA? I don't need you here fucking up my opportunity.
Yeah.
Hey, the craziest shit, you could tell him and Kane are brothers now. They both idiots.
Kane is like, gay, man.
Monet just produced some idiots, man. These niggas is old.
I'm gonna say like two things. One is listening to every time I see Zeke, the first thing comes to my mind, this is just Lou, but it's Lou doing the fucked her up with that one, huh?
Stupid ass.
If the police killed Ramirez, why are they bothering me? Fucked her up with that one. That's one. And then two was the scene where Kane is in the back seat with the gun to Davis McClain's head. And like, as McClain's like, yo, if I help him, I'm helping you. That he's like breaking it down for him. They keep cutting this nigga's eyes, and then you can tell this stupid ass nigga's looking off into the distance, processing what's being told to him. Yeah, like, he's so goddamn dumb, man. It that show, the that the fucking the girl coming in with the laser sights, shooting up niggas. Thought they throwing grenades.
That? You know, I thought you know for a minute. I thought I was half asleep. I thought it was Effie.
Effie
got the beam. She out here
infrared beam. Oh, oh man. God. The opening scene where they, you know, the shout out to Jer, someone was fucking, so you know they got to die. Like the niggas fucking like and fucking in the weirdest way, because he's hitting it from the back, but they standing up, but she's not like on the bed or leaning on the bed. Yeah. She's literally just like freestyling, like she's got no hands on anything. And he hit it
Mission
from the
Impossible
back.
Shit. Like
legend. And then have we ever seen this nigga Drew kill somebody?
No, that was his first body.
Nah, look, I'm gonna tell you this.
He came through like
he got good aim,
rookie move right after that, though, right? Like he looked at Shorty like, now listen, you didn't see anything, right? Like, and she like, yeah, of course he gonna say no, nigga. Like, what do you mean?
Nah, nigga, I saw like, everything.
Yeah, like you think in that moment after she just saw you smoke homie, you got a gun up to, you know, gun in her face, and you think she's gonna be like, nah, I saw y'all kill him. Of course she's gonna be like, nah, I ain't see shit. What the fuck is going on?
Well, I mean, first of all, American Sniper. How the fuck did he fucking shoot? This first body he got the dude in the face.
Yeah, that was a Steph Curry tunnel shot right there.
Like, for real. Ever?
Like, that was
crazy. Did he have a beam on his gun too?
No.
I ain't seen no beam.
No beam.
So that's my point.
That was freestyle.
That was off the dome.
That's number two. Like this is, and this is a funny thing. It's like, think about BMF and like how long it took them to kill somebody.
Yeah.
And when they did, how fucked up them niggas were. Yeah. Same thing with Snowfall. Remember Snowfall season one, where the nigga that had been fucking with him, they had him tied up and they ended up killing him. Like, it fucked their heads up. Like, oh shit. This nigga over here just gonna like, yeah, you know, I kind of want to, you know,
murder is a tough thing to digest. It's a slow process. And it's like, they was just like, all right, bet you caught your body. All right, cool. Now let's move on to the, and it's like, damn, nigga.
Like, he was perfectly fucked up
the next day.
he was cool.
He was way more fucked up.
When he clapped something else.
What you doing, Tex? I miss you.
He was gonna go clap something else right after that.
By the way, he's just walking down like there's actual. If you remember this, that after what you doing text when he walked, there's like people walking on the block, and my man is just like ski masked up with a gun out.
Yeah, the ski mask with the ears, like it's a weird ski mask. Like, first of all, everyone gonna know that flat top from a mile away, bro.
Right.
Like you can't be walking around with your hair like that. You gotta fucking cover that shit up with a hoodie or something. Second of all, his ski mask was like pulling his ears down like this, and all I could think of was like, this nigga look like Batman. Like, I just fucking ridiculous. What else happened?
I'm gonna tell you the funniest scene to me, is when the two Meccas was right there, like the two Meccas finally met and they standing there and they did the dap like that. And but Kane is such a fucking, like, I don't fuck with Kane at all, dog. I really don't. Like, I think the nigga could be wearing some shit sometimes. He do. I gotta give him that. This do-rag be tied properly. I respect that. It's some shit I'm gonna disrespect. Ever. Yeah.
That nigga always wearing black.
But the way that he was standing next to Matt, I'm like, you serious right now, dog? Like, what if he pulled a ham out on your peak? What you gonna do? You gonna pull yours too? You have to. You on his side now. Like, what you play the window or something, nigga? Move out the way. Like, it's not your
neutral
business. Just be neutral, nigga. You already dubbing your bro. He's trying to fight you, so you gotta go. Like, man, shut the fuck up. Like,
but he already in the bad end though.
Oh, he gotta get the fuck out. So, he already knew.
Dog. But man, let's talk about Stansfield, bro. Go ahead.
No, I'm about to say. Go ahead, Kurt. No, go.
I was gonna say, yo, just we can't leave that scene without mentioning the Lorenzo's lay is still terrible.
Nigga, did they have one of them? What was that? Was that an Orlando Magic jacket? Like,
I don't know. It looked like the Orlando Magic the G League team or some shit. I don't even know. Like,
and his jeans had mad prints on it, like mad prints and baggy. Like, I just had to get. We gotta acknowledge his fits.
I shout out to the attention to detail on that.
That nigga been out long enough, man.
Bro, Professor Milgram is pissing me the fuck off.
Yeah.
At this point, bro, she's all over the place. And I get it, but it's
By the way, my man Tate is about to
He's about to do his stuff with his words of encouragement.
Tate is the illest nigga on the show. The illest. When that nigga said, "Yo, I don't take blackmail light," nigga said, "Yeah, just blackface."
The blackface shit was killer.
Actually, my favorite Tate scene was when Tariq was like, "Yeah, I got this picture of blackface, just one thing, the Westons, I want you to leave it out of it." And that nigga leaned forward and said, "Let's hear a little nigga." Like,
he went ghost on that nigga.
That's my favorite part about Tate, is that as much as he's like in councilman mode with the lineup and the good waves and the suit and all that, he still say nigga. And there's something to be said about black people in positions of power that still say nigga. And I respect
that. Not just say nigga. He is a nigga.
He is, bro. Listen, he set up and say, he said, "Hey, nigga, I don't give a fuck what you told that little nigga, man. Give me my shit. You playing with me?" Like, shit got real for Tariq up there. Like, bro, you're right.
Sacks over here trying to cut side deals. I like how Tariq showed back to class with the Dior ones.
Yeah.
Get fresh out of jail and just pull up with the Dior ones. So like, you got two grand worth of shoes on.
Yeah.
But it was funny because Lauren trying to pull up. Now he like, my lawyer said I can't talk to you.
And for the kids out there, for the kids out there, like we talked about earlier with the new slang, Tariq was definitely pushing P right there when he came in, like, "Nah, I ain't about nothing. That's whatever. Yeah, come through. I just gotta wrap this up real quick."
That was definitely pushing P when he closed the door on her. pushing P.
Tate, another underrated Tate scene too is when he got asked to like excuse him for a second, and he was like, "All right, yeah, sure." And he like fake closed the door. And then they never heard the door close. They didn't look and see him clear the door or nothing. It was like, "Hey, so we think that you should not." Kind of get said, "Hey, what about this feminist shit you doing on my man? We need to have her out there. What about that?" Yeah. He's like, "Yeah, you bring up a good point." Like, is that easy? Like, I would have turned to like, "Nigga, didn't I tell you to leave?" Like,
first of all, nobody pointed out, "Nigga, what are you doing here?" Right?
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, he number just showed two up. Though, it's late as fuck too.
The brilliant, just fucking like you ever see shit? I'm sure y'all see this shit all the time on Instagram, whatever. When you see one of your homies comment on a picture, like, "Nigga, like, I know what you're doing."
Yeah, like, come on.
I know exactly what you're doing. Like, so it's the same thing. I was like, "Tate, oh man, I know exactly what this nigga's doing right
here."
That's
when you text your mans and be like, "Yo, you wild." He already know what you're talking about.
That's like when they're at the Jabari Reynolds. First of all, shout out to Trace Weston. Why are we here for this jabbery guy anyway? I love when power gives us racist white people.
Yeah,
them racist rich white people. Them and what's my man that owned the club with power?
Simon
James.
Simon Stern, like
Simon Stern be pulling up. He'd be so disgusted that he has to be in the presence of black people.
The ill shit about the Jabari shit though is how like when they was like panning the room, everybody was like, "Oh yeah, wow, she's a whore. Yeah, did you hear that too?
Yeah.
Oh, this is crazy.
Oh yeah,
yeah. No, she let him fuck." Like they just saying they going crazy. Like
everybody was saying it, and then Tate came as like, "Nah, them people was all saying that shit." Like, you know,
it's like it wasn't in your head. It was really saying that shit.
Tell you, like, listen, going rest assured, they was talking about you being a whore for sure. So,
how about fucking ghetto nerd? I had no idea. I was like, "Well, hello. Hey. I might find you on Instagram."
Who's ghetto nerd? Who you talking about?
Who's ghetto? Oh, you talking about? Oh, she's annoying, but
she's been annoying this whole time, and then she showed up to that benefit out to that dinner, and I'm like, maybe you're not that annoying.
Oh, cool. What's the name showed up though? We had a crossover. What's the name from Oz?
Who?
Oh, Tug
Daniels.
The doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, that is Dr. Nathan, right?
Yes.
I was looking at that. Is that her? But like they're making her so Hispanic. Hey, I was like,
yeah.
I want to take this time and shout out to Method Man for being he's probably doing it easily. Like it's the bar is pretty low, but he's doing the best acting, period. Because when he pulled up at the bar and they had that little conversation, he pulled it out. When he turned around, nigga says, "It's a bad bitch right there." And took that shot. I was like, "Yeah. Yeah, niggas done been there. She didn't just cuss you out and went crazy. And you like, yeah, bitch is bad though." So still took that shot, man. Shout out to Meth, dog. He's smoking this shit. Smoking this shit.
It's not hard. He's playing on rookie level.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Meth is doing the bar is low, but that nigga, but it's smart of him though, because he might get nominated for anything.
Oh, this girl's a rapper.
Is she?
Who you talking about?
Everybody's something on it. Braden probably even got.
Talking about Effie.
No,
talking about smart nerd. Nerd. Ghetto
oh,
nerd.
Oh, okay.
Yo, ghetto nerd is hilarious. Ghetto nerd. Yeah. That's so
that nigga's sick, bro.
I don't know, man. This episode was hilarious. Like I said, that the scene with the niggas, it just show you the real Spider-Man meme in real life. Like, these niggas is the same nigga, bro. Down to the beard style and all that. Like, these niggas is the same person.
All that's left was them to point at each other.
Bro, I'm telling you, like, dog, it's going to happen, dog. That's, I guarantee, knowing power is going to happen. Just to give us a meme,
hey, it's going
to
happen. You know what? I thought they knew each other. I thought they ran the streets together. I didn't know that they didn't know each other.
I like when Monet came in the room and was like,
well, they might have known each other because they might have had hair back then. You know how power does.
Do niggas really look that different without hair?
She got three.
If you ain't seen nobody in like 30 years, hell yeah, somebody look different.
Oh,
hell yeah. Man. With a whole different haircut, like, yeah. With hair, yeah, for sure. But when Monet was talking to Zeke, and she like, "Where you going?" I want it so bad for like Lou to pop up and be like, "I'm going to the NBA. I can't let them fuck up my opportunity." Like, when she said, like, "Where you about to go?" He packed his bags. Like, I'm like, he about to just go pull up at the NBA right now. Like, I'm gonna just go.
Yo, that shirt he had on was super wild, too.
That shit was, bro. That shit was,
yo, it was like this black.
That shit like shit the niggas in Next would have wore, though. Like, nigga RL would have wore that shirt or something. Like, that shirt was insane.
On blind tips.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
But I'm not again, power.
You said he was again, my father. I need answers.
Power being powerific. You supposed to meet me with the agent. He gonna put us on. Like, nigga, that's not how the NBA works.
That's not how
a rapper. An agent gonna put you on.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, you just gonna start. Like, yeah, you start the NBA on Monday.
I like the dumb shit though, because a lot of families think like that. So leave it that way. I didn't want it to make sense because. They a hood,
don't worry about that.
And they think how that shit was supposed to work.
Yeah,
let them have that shit. Yeah. I like how the nigga showed him his tattoo though, to like make him seem like, nigga, this is Ezekiel.
Nigga said,
you know,
yeah,
you got that name. It was like irony.
Like, nigga, you know how many niggas in the hood got that same tattoo probably from the same nigga you got your
dog.
Shit?
Like, what are you talking about? Auntie, what about the tattoo? Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about?
That's my name. Like, okay.
Stupid ass.
Nigga, yo, don't give him that credit. He probably
ain't nobody in the NBA named Ezekiel. That's my name. Like,
fucked you up with that one.
I don't want to play one. I'm working on my form.
Seems like an inside job to me. Fucked her up with that one.
I'm about to go watch that shit again. Forrest right Gump. Now.
Nigga said,
"Oh my god,
the cops be fucking with me,
and
it's one of their own. Sounds like an inside job to me."
Oh man, fucked her up with that one. I gotta watch that shit again, man.
Said, this is some bullshit.
Real quick,
again, dog.
Real quick, going. Well, let's wrap this shit up with Oz. Yo, I'm gonna just say this right now. One of the most boring episodes ever, where literally nothing happened. We got my man Leroy Tidd, I guess, like fully converted. Saeed talk about, "I knew you was trying to kill me." I'm like, stop lying. Stop. That's cap, Saeed. Like,
there we go.
That's definitely cap. But then we was like, "No, I knew. Yeah, I knew. Yeah, Robson. Yeah, Robson and Hoyt. Yeah, I knew." I'm like, shut up, man. You ain't no shit. Nigga was out here sleeping. Motherfucker's about to stab you in your sleep. You didn't do shit. You and fucking Arif, dumbass, are just like, "I do have to go to the bathroom." Let's see what else happens. We get this military nigga that comes in because he raped somebody. And then he called Beecher weak. And then Beecher said, basically, "Yo, all military people are rapists, rednecks, niggas fight, whatever, whatever." Tug Daniels shows up. Oh, We got the whole plan. So Tug is ordered to kill Pancamo. Omar White is supposed to finish off the job on Supreme in the hospital ward. And the Chinese dude said he wants to get Morales. But then Hill, damn, this nigga Augustus Hill, man, you just don't like making your life easy. Nah. Nigga, stay snitching on everybody. Snitches on Redding. They fucking shut down the whole shit before it can go down. Redding, prison's in lockdown. Redding turns around and he looks at me. He know. Nigga, you did.
Yo, you would
shit,
think the amount of times that his wheelchair has been tipped over this season, you would think he would just stop snitching.
No. Stop fucking with people.
How easy he is able to be gotten.
What else is going on? And then that's a Busmalis. Oh, I forgot. That's the most important thing. Beecher wants to throw a bachelor party for Busmalis. Ribido says bachelor parties are strippers and alcohol. We don't have either. Ribido's the best man. O'Reilly says, oh, this marriage is doomed then. Later that night, Busmalis asks Ribido if this is all crazy. Should I be doing this? Whatever. And Ribido reveals to him, yo, I wanted to keep a surprise, but I did hook it up with Sister Pete to get you a one-time conjugal visit. And that's where Busmalis says, I'm a virgin. And Ribido says, O'Reilly was right. Can you imagine being, what's Busmalis? Probably in his late 50s?
Gotta be.
Never? Oh, you tunneling? You ain't never tunneled through some pussy?
And he's what? He's doing what, 20, 30 years or something like that?
And you're in prison? Oh, my God. That might be kill myself levels.
That's rough there. It ain't enough beating off in the world that can make up for that, dog. I ain't
gonna he don't even know about the gloriousness of it. Like, yeah, maybe, you know what I mean? So to him, it's
I don't know, man. No, but hold on. I've never been as horny as I was before I had sex.
Like, bro, missing pussy is different than never having it for the first time. Yeah. Like, I remember how I felt before, when I was a virgin, like thinking about pussy, but like having pussy and missing it is a whole different thing.
I get it. I get what you're saying, but I'm also saying, what was the moment in your life where you was beaten off endless? It was before you ever had sex, bro. Once you had sex, I'm not saying
I had a crazy streak though. One time, I think I was like 20. Oh, I tore my ACL, so I couldn't I could have been thirsty, but I was like, nah, I'm gonna just really like lock in and try to get healthy.
I'm gonna do me. I'm gonna do me.
Seriously. I was missing that shit like crazy, bro. I was in there ramming.
Me, myself, and our time.
In there ramming. Hey, and I was a late bloomer. I discovered that shit late, bro. You know that?
What do you mean?
Discover what?
Masturbation late, bro.
Oh, no. Like how late?
No, how I was late? Like
20.
Yeah, it was early.
You were 20 years old.
I had sex before I met you.
What year did you turn 20, bro? Because maybe it was different times or something.
2005.
No,
I had sex before I masturbated. Like that's
listen, dog. By the time I was 20, I put so many kids in the sewer, in them toilet lines. Hey, oh boy.
Here's the thing, bro. I tried it and I couldn't blast, bro. I was like, I don't know why. I tried. Man. I'm like, yo, this shit ain't working.
I put so many daycare.
You need to find Vanessa Del Rio VHSs or something.
You gotta understand. I went to a private school and sex talk, you going to hell. So I wasn't on hear me out.
I went to Catholic schools my whole life.
No, but you was trying to be on your rebellious shit. I was not. I wasn't on none of that, bro. I didn't get none of that shit. Like
that's understandable. When you add the context, it makes sense.
I was friend zone Poppy until 11th grade, nigga, where I shot up and became who I was. You know, I'd be the Stefan Urkel transformation. You know what I'm saying? Because I was little homie for a minute. I'm 5'7", friend zone Poppy. Yeah. And then when I got there, the kiddies start coming, and I still didn't even know how to properly even have sex right there at 16. Was like, oh, nigga, I blast and still keep going. Not even knowing the condom could break. It could leave. Like, I'm not knowing. I'm like, all right, I'm still hard, so I'm going to still try to hit. I'm on that. You know what I'm saying? I'm on that bullshit. Like, I didn't have no proper instruction of like,
I feel you,
nigga. Da, da, da.
I never
flushing
had like
down the toilet.
Talk.
I'm doing all that shit.
I never had like the talk or none of that shit. I soaked up like a lot of game and shit like that, just sitting around. Like I was just like, okay, like whatever. And you know, my first time was like her first time and shit was 16. So it was like, all right, we finna do this shit together. Like, we about to figure this shit out together. We figured it out. And she and I started getting like a reputation around school, nigga. Like after we went back, he told her homegirls I ate her pussy, and like that shit, like kind of, you know, it took me from being like him to like capital H on him. You feel me?
I was late with that also.
Yeah, no, I was.
That was That's what I was super late with.
Oh yeah, I was in the door, baby. Let me hit. What up? Me too. What's going on? Yeah, I was
like,
in the door.
I mean, when I say late, I mean like 18, 19 or whatever. Like,
yeah, I just had a, you know what it was? And it wasn't, nothing that like, and it wasn't nothing I heard somewhere.
I ain't getting my rhythm to like college though.
I used to look at these women and be like, I want to like, whew, like, yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, I was definitely out of college. That's like super late. 25.
I still had to go to algebra maybe class and shit like that when I was
25 for what?
Eating the yams,
Little munching, little box munch.
No, sir.
Oh, yeah, dude, I was 16. I was 16.
There you go. That's damn, what I'm talking about. I was 16. Son, because listen, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Look, I always liked girls with pretty feet, always like just girls that was pretty anyway. I wanted to do shit. I want to be close to you.
I was, feel me? Like, I'm gonna be honest. Like, I
want
like,
to do stuff to you.
But you also, you also have to think about this. The crowd I was with. I'm with 24 years old, bro.
Yeah, and I was about to say that too. I came up around like older dudes. I didn't come up around a crowd that was saying like, no, we ain't eating.
But
like,
think about that. I'm crowd. Dealing with the same age group women. 16.
Right.
That's like a 8 to 9 year
gap. So even the conversations that you was privy to at that age is different. Like, you know, you already ahead of the game. So like when I was going back to school, I found myself like not being able to necessarily connect with too many people that was my age because the conversations they was having wasn't like I was used to. So I was just like, it was only a handful of dudes that came from the same cloth I did, and they was like kind of had the same type of upbringing. So I had a small circle. I couldn't talk to everybody that was my age that was 15, 16, because they were still talking about 15, 16 shit. I'm at home with my older brothers who already been schooling me since I was a kid. So it's different. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like a different type of, I don't know. It was just different vibe. Like, Trey, like, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, it's just different. Yeah. You're going around these niggas and you like, nigga, what? Like, niggas turn their nose up at shit and you like, huh?
I'm just like, bro, that's they the reason why I'm wearing fucking Steve Maddens and fucking Diesels in junior year high school, bro. Because niggas, that was club attire.
We had, it was a Helly Hansen's in Detroit. I don't know if that shit like was like.
Yeah, nah, niggas knew about Helly Hansen, but I ain't never really got to get a chance to rock it. But like that shit was.
Cole Hines and shit like that. We was on that. Like, you know what I mean?
It was a different experience though, bro. I'm flirting with grown ass women, bro.
Absolutely,
like,
yeah.
Way out, because I'm not thinking like that. I'm thinking I'm popular in my city, and why wouldn't they fuck with me? Not knowing I'm a minor, that they can get in trouble.
Listen, that same confidence that you talking about right there is the same confidence that got athletes to the league, nigga. You better believe that you. It is the same. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
any nigga that you listen to right now, like I don't know if y'all checked out the I Am Athlete episode with LeSean McCoy on it. Shout out to Shady, even though he played for that franchise. Like, I still fuck with Shady. But like his confidence, you would think that nigga was Barry Sanders. But his confidence, without that confidence, he probably wouldn't have got to the league. So that's what you needed. You need to have that confidence. Like, I was walking around with the same shit. Like, what? You can't tell me that I can't talk to this girl over here because whatever. Like, I'm me. Like, you know what I know? Like, you know who I am, nigga? You got to have that confidence, nigga. That shit is vital. Very vital.
This is fucking hilarious, man. This nigga Trey got statutory cases on every one of you motherfuckers. Y'all gonna be playing all at Pelican Bay, 23-hour lockdown, shoot program.
Nah, man. Go ahead and blank them names out. hey, but yeah, nah, this shit, you know, I'm a late bloomer to that.
Yeah, but yeah.
As far as the other shit, I think I was forced to grow up too fast.
Yeah.
You know?
Starting that early is probably why I got, like, married and shit, too, because...
I'm burnt at fucking 37, bro. This shit ain't even
my tryouts. The tryouts I had from 16 to whenever, it prepared me for the league, nigga. I'm in the league now. Feel me? So yeah,
that's funny, man. That's some funny shit, guys. Well, that's gonna do it for us for this week. Stay tuned next week. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Become a Patreon. Don't miss out on our recap overflow episodes of Bomb. We're recapping Euphoria and Righteous Gemstones. We also have our playbacks where we're watching games with you live. Me, Trey, and Tom just did one last week. It was a lot of fun. We're going to do a playback for Cinephobe coming up, I think, next week. also the special edition episodes for Cinephobe. Yeah, patreon.com/countthedings. You know what the deal is. For Black Trey, for Big Jerk, for Mariano, my name's Amino. I have to stay black, motherfuckers.